flip side, of course, is that, gee, it's great to be able to get information about my own health for a pretty reasonable price point without having to go to a doctor, pay a ton of money, and have a bunch of regulators standing in the way.
That is, of course, the argument that 23andMe, other companies like them make, and it's a powerful one. The problem is that our understanding of genetics, especially in the public, is very low, and that these tests come not only with limited accuracy, but also without the benefit of genetic counseling. So imagine that you send your DNA away, you receive news back from 23andMe, this is the kind of information that they do provide, that you're negative for the BRCA1 and BRCA2, those mutations that lead somebody to be more susceptible to getting certain forms of breast cancer. Well, armed with that information, the individual might decide to avoid getting mammograms. Well, that decision could be fatal. So not having those particular mutations, the BRCA1 and BRCA2 in this case, lowers your genetic risk from about 12.5% to 12.4% of getting breast cancer. And so it's clearly a mistake to avoid mammograms, but the information you receive back from a company like 23andMe doesn't tell you any of this.